Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, Don't Miss the Kingdom. There's a lot of errant teaching on the subject of the kingdom. Often well-meaning people seek to apply kingdom truth and end up with an emphasis on signs and wonders, when properly speaking, this emphasis pertains to the kingdom age to come. Often an improper kingdom emphasis gives way to all manner of social reform while going soft on the gospel mission given to the church. As history shows, when the gospel becomes a socialized gospel, the end result is always disastrous. But the greatest error of all is to miss the kingdom entirely by virtue of not being born again. Jesus said in John 3:3, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John 1:12-13, "But as many as received him," that's Christ, "to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." That is what it means to be born again, to be born of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And unless one is born again, they'll never see the kingdom. Because of errant kingdom teaching, there is often an unbalanced or incorrect emphasis on a social gospel and social activism, which goes heavy on this now being the mission of the church. Gary Gilly shares, "It has been claimed that Sigmund Freud enjoyed telling his followers a story of a pastor who visited an atheist insurance agent who was on his deathbed. The family asked the pastor to share the gospel with their dying loved one and waited in the other room. As the conversation continued longer than expected, there was hope that the pastor was being successful in his mission. When the pastor finally emerged from the bedroom, it was discovered that the agent had not converted to Christ, but he had been able to sell the pastor an insurance policy." End of quote. For many, the dominant emphasis for the church is no longer on how a person can get to heaven, but rather on how we can set up the kingdom in the here and now. You see, we have been sold a whole new policy than that which is presented in the Bible. When it comes to the prayer, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," many now believe it's a church's mission to make it happen. In effect, they see themselves as the answer to the prayer instead of Jesus. The updated missional goal quickly morphs into mainly social goals of justice, being better neighbors, eliminating poverty, cleaning up the ecosystem, harnessing global warming, and a host of other good causes becomes a social gospel in a hurry. Some of these may indeed be good causes, but they are not the mission of the church. Whenever the church gets sidetracked from its gospel mission for lesser causes, the outcome has historically been a spiritual disaster. Invariably, such a course always turns liberal. Certainly, we as God's people want to be good stewards of the whole of life, but our main concern is the Great Commission. Our main concern is souls in view of eternity. Our calling is to give our lives to this mission. This is the emphasis of Scripture. The call of the church is not to reform a godless society, but rather to see individuals saved out of the satanic system. The world is going to hell in a handbasket, and nothing is going to change that course. We are not going to bring in the kingdom. The way to destruction continues to be broad, and many are on that path. In contrast, only a few find the way which leads to life. See Matthew 7:13-14. This truism stated by Christ has not changed. Sometimes people claim that the early church changed the Roman Empire. In truth, it is estimated that at the height of the Christian influence, perhaps about 10% of those in the empire professed to be Christian. The reality is true Christianity has always been a minority thing. And this will always be the case. Our hope is not here. We are exhorted to set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3:2. Our home is not here, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:20. We confess that we are strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Hebrews 11:13. We are not going to Christianize the world. We have a soul-winning job to do, but we are looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. Christians do make an impact on society through their changed lives, but that is the residual effects of regeneration. The mission is to win people, and in conversion, people are changed, which in turn impacts society. But when it gets turned around thinking we will change society and thereby convert people, that never works. At best, it results in moralism that does not represent the life-changing grace of true Christianity. It's not the church's role to fix the world. Rather, our responsibility is to herald the message that God can fix people, and that ultimately the Lord Jesus Christ is going to fix the world at His second coming. And He is ultimately going to fix it by purging all rebels out of His kingdom. In the meantime, those who repent and put their faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior secure their place in the coming kingdom. And in anticipation, they say, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." The kingdom mission of the church, therefore, is not to bring in the kingdom, but rather to win souls who will be in the kingdom. This is the singular mission given to the church by Christ. John 18:36-37, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly, I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Lord, we thank you for coming into the world. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And Lord, those of us who know you, we embrace the truth. We hear your voice. We respond to the truth of who you are as Lord and Savior. But Lord, we're not going to bring in the kingdom. You made it very clear. Your kingdom is not of this world. It's not from here. You yourself are going to bring in the kingdom in due time. In the meantime, Lord, you've made it very clear. We are to be your witnesses, first in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. To the end, the people come to know you and thereby have a citizenship in heaven, have a stake in the eternal kingdom of you, our Lord and Savior. Lord, again, thank you for your word. May it bear fruit in our lives as we continue to serve you. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.